from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Nothing new out of the spring meetings. Nothing that's extravagant. No new news. They're still pounding out the 8-9 thing. I don't know what's going to happen there. I do know, apparently, that Greg Sankey wants 9 games. Even though, apparently, there's no money promised for the additional game. No media agreement money, ESPN money. They're laying people off right now, y'all. I mean, they're running all these bums off right now. So, can't be giving you money, you filthy rich SEC people down there. I'm not sure that's the case, but anyways. Colin Buchanan, welcome in, sir.
Happy hump day, Monsieur King.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, I caught Griff last hour. I thought I'd play off that with you a little bit.
Okay.
First off, Bill, did you see Griff down there with Lybaum in his suit down there on Destin, down there in Miramar Beach?
I did. I've seen him down there before. I did not see yesterday, though, no.
Who's Griff trying to impress in a suit, Bill? Everybody knows you wear a Tommy Bahama or a board shorts on the beach. What's he doing running around down there in a suit?
Griff wants you to think he's all buttoned up.
Oh, yeah. He's a journalist, but the guys on three are in Grandma's basement, right, according to Griff.
Is that what he said?
I think so. Oh, Griff's got a little elitist bone in his body. I'm afraid it's growing a little bit.
Now, wait a minute. Did Griff say this on Feinbaum yesterday or just something?
No, but he said it on your show many times. He said it right
here,
the
people
Bill.
The three people are in their grandma's basement.
Yeah, and Griff's a professional journalist for Dog Nation. You didn't know that? Hey, Bill, first off, I want to get back to what Griff said about Kirby Smart. I thought if Griff kept going on Kirby Smart, he was going to say he's smarter than Einstein or Pascal or Robert Pasteur. I think Griff was getting pretty wound up there on Kirby Smart's intelligence.
How about Jonas Salk? Jonas Salk with penicillin, huh?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think Kirby Smart's the most overrated coach in college football. He's a short version of Fatmer, in my opinion. Talk about somebody who got dropped off on third base. But let's go with Saban first here, Bill. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
On one hand, I say, well, Saban's 70 years old. Who cares what he thinks? He'll be out of the league in 5 years, if not sooner. But then, in my opinion, he's only stating the obvious about, more like the NFL. Speaking of on three, Bill, when you get on there and you look at one of these recruiting dudes and they say, here's his NIL value?
Right.
I think the NFL's already here whether we like it or not. That ship's already sailed. So why not get some guardrails up?
Well, now, and you're talking about what Nick said yesterday about just adopt the NFL model, let them unionize and all that.
Yeah, Bryce Young was a million-dollar man at Alabama. It's not like you got to go get drafted to get paid anymore. The NFL's already here.
Well, you can have guardrails, but the problem is every state's got their own rule.
Right. I think he's talking about – there's a lot of talk out there about normalizing this. Of course, Congress can't do anything right. But – You know, Bill, in the old days, these dudes didn't get paid until they got drafted. Now they're getting paid. Quinn Ewers, what's the deal on him? Got $1 million from Ohio State, didn't even play for him.
Yeah, now, I don't know who all's – I think it's a tiny amount of people making that kind of money, though. I mean, it's a very minuscule number.
I don't know. Nico's not making a minuscule amount of money. Speaking of dudes that hadn't played.
Well, true, but again, I don't think there's many on that list. He's not. By the way, he's not making $8 million, whatever that report was. There's no way.
Well, if he meets his benchmarks, that's the number. But hey, Bill, let's just cut the charade here. Do these dudes even go to class anymore? When was the last time you heard of a dude not passing his SAT, ACT, flunking out of school? Do these dudes even go to class anymore?
Let me put it this way. If I happened to be good enough out of high school to play ball and get that kind of money, I would not go to class probably.
Yeah, I mean, what's the way you thought here with Cal at Kentucky? These dudes would go to a couple of English classes for a semester and they're out. One and done.
Right.
I'm afraid the whole deal about NFL, I mean, it's already here. I mean, we're looking at semi-pro sports.
I mean, I skipped class anyways, and I didn't get anything, right? So... If you put $1 million in my pocket, I'm not going.
Now, Bill, I want to explain to you why I think Kirby Smart's the most overrated coach in college football. Did you say you're on in the state of Georgia now, and statewide?
No, we've been on in the state, but they added a third hour.
Well, they probably don't get a lot of truth from Griff and those people down there, so here's a little truth. Bill, let's talk about coaches who actually have built something. Let's talk about Spurrier at Duke. Let's talk about Kiffin winning two conference championships in 3 years at FAU. Let's talk about what Heupel's doing at Tennessee. You didn't get dropped off on third base with five-star dudes lined up out the door to come play for you because you're in a hotbed and you got a four-team playoff and it's a closed society to five or six teams. Let's throw Kirby Smart out there at Bowling Green State and see how he does before Griff gets on here, starts calling him Einstein.
Well, I mean, he started his career at Valdosta, and he had to be a carpenter and build the locker room. So he's done something.
That's it. But how many coaches out there get dropped off at a big SEC job with no head coaching experience?
Yeah, but he's a Georgia guy. It's not like he's
from nowhere. Yeah, I get that. But don't come on here saying he's Einstein and reinvented the game of football. Fatmer never built anything, Bill. And eventually he went 5-6 and lost to Peabody. He lost to Tiger High with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but if you went back-to-back, you're not overrated.
Matt, Bill Griff, God love him, he's the biggest coaching butt sniffer in the industry. Same wherever he is, it's the same thing. Griff's a Kirby Smart butt kisser. You ever notice how he can't say anything about Saban without saying anything about something about Kirby Smart?
He has to offset it with Kirby?
Nick's, you got to give Georgia credit for one thing, Bill. They know when to fire a coach. They knew when to fire Donnan. They knew when to fire Rick. Look at what Saban did at LSU. He had to build that back.
They just fired their baseball coach.
Yeah. I mean, I know at Alabama everybody wins, but he took it over Mike Shula, whatever. What were they running, 6-6, 7-5 maybe?
Terrible.
But, I mean, Kirby Smart's never built squat. He might win five in a row without building squat because he's sitting there in the best football hotbed in America. Georgia football's better than Florida football now, Bill. Of course those dudes want to go to Georgia. They want to get paid first.
But they still have to win with it. I mean,
yeah, but I'm just saying, let Heupel get up to speed. He's playing with a stack deck. Every time Kirby Smart takes a field, his second string's better than most of the teams he's playing. Get on a level playing field. Get a big pig out there at Arkansas, Pittman. You were talking about old Pittman? That guy's an offensive line coach. Go out there somewhere like Mississippi State and let's see what you can do. For whatever you think about Dan Mullen, do you think Dan Mullen did a good job at Mississippi State, Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Kirby Smart's never done anything like that. He got dropped. Everybody wants a Kiffin got dropped off on third base. Hell no, he didn't. Kiffin was an assistant coach, paid his dues, went out there and did something at USC. By the way, Kiffin was down 35 scholarships at USC, Bill, finishing the top five in America and beat UCLA 50-0. That's another thing that nobody wants to give him credit for. But don't you just get a little tired of Griff kissing Kirby Smart's butt all the time? I wouldn't be surprised if Heupel dumps it on him this year with half the talent.
All right, what are they saying about Tony Vols? Give me some news.
Over to Little Orange, Bill. Go over to the Esso Club. drink you 16 ounces of PBR, wear you one of those trucker hats, and watch out for the little orange.
Now, how far is Knoxville?
Tony Vols coming with the Ole Miss model, Bill. Speaking
how
of Mississippi
far is
schools,
Knoxville from Clemson?
As the crow flies, it's only like 150 miles, but it's a hard 150, Bill. You got to go over Buzz Country. You can even cut through Cosby and get there.
You do?
Yeah, you can. That's a bad road, Bill. You talk about you get car sick.
No, I don't get car sick.
If you do, you will definitely get it on that run.
Now,
all right, Bill, like I said, just grip blew our minds again as usual. Hang in there.
All right. Patton, somewhere in there, marked the tape. I don't know where. Maybe the butt sniffer thing.
Yeah, got plenty to choose from there.
Yeah, there's a million miles of tape there that you can mark. Jeff, too, said, mark the tape. Oh. Sorry, if you're having breakfast this last 10 minutes, sorry about that. That was unplanned and untimed. The Cosby Cattleman. See, here's my thing. Kirby Smart has his hands on a giant, right? Georgia. A monstrosity. The Godzilla of football as we sit here right now. But the area where I disagree with the Cosby Cattleman is, it's not a foregone conclusion just because you get your hands on a gold mine, Georgia, that you win with it. I mean, you don't just roll the ball out there and say, there's the oblong spheroid, guys. Figure it out and go win some games. I'll sit over here and eat popcorn. It's hard. Even with all the advantages Georgia has, players, resources, incredible fan base, all of that, you still have to complete the deal. You still have to get it done. And that's not easy. Now, it's advantageous. You've got everything at Georgia that you can possibly want to whoop anybody in football any day, anytime. That's been the case since I've been alive, though. My first recollection of Georgia, and some of you may go back further than me, I'm sure you do, would be probably Ray Goff, Matt Robinson, mid-70s. That's probably my first visual of Georgia football. So if you go back to Wally Butts or something, you go back further than me. I don't go back that far. I certainly studied the history of it, but I don't, you know, being here on the planet Earth, go back that far to it. I go back to about the mid-70s. It's always been a gold mine. It's more so that way. But where I disagree with them is you still have to get it done. Man, he was placed on third base. You got to remember, he inherited a team that lost to Vanderbilt his first year as well. I will take the break. Cosby Cattleman. Omni National Hotel.
Good morning. They're still working this accident. It's going to be near the Brentwood area, 65 northbound near OHB over to the side. A little bit of volume still coming up from Williamson County in that area on 65 northbound. Wrapping up an earlier crash over in Belmont, 2000 block 8th Avenue. Still looks good through the Mount Juliet area as far as that volume on I-40 westbound headed towards Nashville. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals, you'll call these guys. NashPainting.com. Go check them out now. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nashville, start your engines. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming to the streets of downtown Nashville. Experience 3 days of racing, music, family fun zone, food trucks, and more. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is August 4th through August 6th. From stadium super trucks flying through the air to open wheel IndyCar racing that turns right. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix has something for every race fan. There's music all day, every day. And don't miss the Friday and Saturday night concert under the stars. And they have rides for the kids provided by Wesley Mortgage. The streets of Music City come alive August 4th through August 6th. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Grab your tickets before they're gone and log on to musiccitygp.com. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's more than a race, it's a festival.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register, or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
This is the Greg Fogue and John Burton Show.
The New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. Go, New York, go.
Are you not doing a rap part?
I don't know how to rap, but John, look at me. I mean, do I look like I'm in the studio with you? Come on.
Greg Fogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Baylor Athletic Director Mack Rhodes. At the Big 12 meetings, they're meeting in West By God, Virginia, regarding name, image, and likeness. Quote, that feeling you have that the NIL market has not corrected itself is absolutely correct. All of us want there to be a correction, and I think we all hope there will be one. I think I'm even speaking on behalf of the schools that have these tremendous donor bases and are primarily just focused on NIL and have these coffers and sums of money when you think about NIL. I don't think anybody, though, likes it or is enjoying it. Goes on to say, I think we have coaches, if things don't correct themselves in the future, that are going to get out. Those who have been in long enough to have some money and save some money, I think some are going to get out because it's just not what you signed up for. In this moment we are speaking, I think it has exploded when it comes to NIL and the transfer portal. There are more than 1,300 in the portal for men's basketball. Right now we literally have a pay-for-play system. We can dance around it, but that is what we have right now, and I don't think anybody particularly cares for it. You think? I mean, that's not anything new by the AD there, Mack Rhodes, but it's good to hear it continually acknowledged. Here's the problem with it, though. Everybody is sitting here talking about it, meaning decision makers. People in charge of stuff, like ADs. Nobody is doing, and see right here, folks, would be the perfect time for profanity. Now, you know me because you know the show. I've been doing this a long time. You know I'm not going to stoop to that on the radio. Wasn't raised that way, but frankly, right now would be the perfect time for profanity. It would fit, okay? I know profanity is not necessarily always the right way to go, right? Be above it. Be above it, right? No. Right here, profanity would be appropriate. It would be okay. Nobody is doing a bleepity bleep about this. They're all talking about it. Nobody wants to do anything about it, though. It's fun to hear. It's fun to laugh about. I do. I have fun with it. But I mean, the crookedness of all of this, nobody wants to fix this. Nobody wants to fix this. And this notion that if we go to Congress, are you watching them right now? And this debt stuff, I mean, you want them involved in name, image, likeness? Both sides. Yeah, I don't care which side you're on. Both sides. You want them with their grubby, nasty, filthy hands on the filth that is name, image, likeness? On Twitter, at Bill is King. RJ over in South Carolina. Cosby can't stand that Kirby is a better coach than Baby Kiff. That's probably true. Yeah, his boy is Baby Kiff. Yeah, his boy's Baby Kiff. Frank checking in on Twitter. Bill, how can I listen to the Cosby Cattleman's call? The Cosby Griff Kirby call. How can I re-listen to it? It'll be in the archives. Patton, you'll have that up right after the show, probably somewhere in there, won't you?
Yep.
It's the top of hour number three. In case you missed it. Did you have a... Okay, here's a little clip from Patton, just pulled it. From a... Remember, anytime we have a moment on the show, whatever it is, I rely on you guys to say mark the tape. Patton's also monitoring. And when we mark the tape, we pull it for audio archive purposes or maybe drops on a Monday or something. Audio drops on a Monday. Here's a little clip from just a couple of minutes ago.
Bill Griff, God love him, he's the biggest coach and butt sniffer in the industry. Same wherever he is, it's the same thing. Griff's a Kirby smart butt kisser.
That's just a little snippet. This went on for about I don't know how many minutes. He said the same thing about Griff with Butch Jones, though. Remember when Griff was in Knoxville on the Tennessee beat, and he lived up there a long time. Just for you who don't know this, Griff with Dogs Nation, with the AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Dog Nation, and Griff does a good job. Griff is a pro, okay? Griff is a pro journalist. Now, whether you agree with what he says or not, doesn't matter to me. He's a pro. Griff is a by-the-book pro, and he also likes to stir the pot, which I love. I love Griff. I don't care whether his opinion matches mine about anything. I do not care. Griff is an entertainer, and I enjoy that. Love having him on. Why do you think Feinbaum has him on? Same reason. Why do you think he's on Feinbaum's show yesterday on the SEC Network? I didn't get to see it, but Cosby was talking about it. Because he's good. He's an entertainer. But Griff is from Michigan. Griff is not a Southeastern Conference cheerleader guy. He went to Michigan State. He grew up just down the road from Michigan State. He did not live down here. He got jobs down here in the South, and he's been down here. He worked in Alabama for quite a few years, was up here in Tennessee, went back home to Michigan, came back to Tennessee, and now is living down in Athens. He's got the Georgia beat. But Griff has been criticized by Cosby and probably a few others of being pro the team he covers. Well, what's he supposed to say about Kirby Smart? He sucks. I mean, guy just won back-to-back national championships. He basically did something that less than a handful of coaches have ever done. And on the highest of levels you can go in the college game. That's hard to do. I don't care if they had a rule where you get to select your own all-star team to go play. And you don't even have to recruit them. You just select them and they're yours. That's still hard to do. But Cosby, Cosby did the same thing, though, with Butch Jones. As Butch was going down, and apparently Griff did a podcast up in Knoxville where he praised Butch before that last year when everything collapsed. So Cosby hadn't gotten over that yet. Same reason I like Griff, I like Cosby. Cosby Cattleman comes on here. Cosby Cattleman has been coming on this show randomly, whenever he chooses, for about 25 years. He doesn't call maybe once a week, maybe. But he calls regularly. He's not, you know, he's not always calling, but about once a week. Sometimes maybe twice, but mainly about once a week. And he has been entertaining for that long. Now, he makes people mad. I get complaints about the Cosby Cattleman, just like he complains about Griff, from time to time. Bill, Cosby's not, you know, now Tennessee fans that are sensitive, and again, that's not a critique, but some fans just don't like the critique. They don't like Cosby. Cosby is one of them. He's a Tennessee fan. It's just he bashes them all the time, right? Always bash him. Now, you might not have been able to tell from that last call because he was bashing Kirby Smart, but Cosby, well, but he was talking about Fatmer, so yes, he was bashing him some. But likewise, and Cosby and Griff are not similar in their style, but they're both entertaining. They're both very entertaining. That's the point, y'all. We are in the entertainment business. Now, we entertain ourselves with college football a lot, right? But in essence, we're in the entertainment business. No, we don't sing and dance. We don't do all that stuff. And he's good. Yeah, he's really good. Whether or not I agree with anybody when it comes to this show is not important, right? I don't care. If the whole planet disagreed with me, it would not matter, all right? It's the entertainment value that matters. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, can you play the clip? Cosby just said Griff has an elitist bone in him, and it's growing. That was early on, right, in the call? So you're saying that's a mark the tape moment too. I mean, I don't know if that one, I mean, that one's good. It's not as good as the Kirby Smart sniffing thing. Hoptown Boy, Bill, your thoughts on who gets the out, who gets out of the UK dorm regional? Indiana, Ball State, West by God are the foes. If you don't know what he's talking about, Hoptown Boy, obviously Kentucky guy. And we got to meet him. He came by commitments, and we had some Eagle Rare. So good to meet him. No, good dude. And he's a big Kentucky fan. And the regional they're hosting in Lexington, they're having to stay in the dorms. There's a country music festival or something going on up there, and there are no hotel rooms. The visiting teams are having to stay in dorm rooms up there. And that would be, as he mentioned, Indiana, West by God, Virginia, and Ball State. Who gets out of there? I'm going to say at home, Kentucky. Now, West by God, I've watched them. They can rake. Indiana is a very solid program. I don't know much about Ball State baseball, so I can't be eloquent there. But I think Kentucky hosting comes out of there. Kentucky is a very well-coached baseball program and team. Very well-coached. They don't flash you with spectacular players like Florida, like LSU. Now, they have talent. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but they're not flashy like that, right? They're just a fundamentally, incredibly well-coached team. They don't hit a lot of bombs compared to some of the sexier teams. They play small ball a lot. Now, that might just be the personnel. I mean, if they had people to hit bombs, and they do hit bombs, but they don't do it in a spectacular way like Tennessee does, even though this has not been the best year for them. But that Tennessee team a year ago, of course, is a bad comparison because that was an elite all-time type team until they got knocked out. They had 150. You realize that team hit 158 or something home runs last year? They lead the league right now in home runs, Tennessee, and it's, I think, about 110. Just put that in perspective from last year's team. But I think Kentucky comes out of there. Here's the other item at Kentucky today. I might as well acknowledge this. Today is the draft decision deadline. And Kentucky has a fantastic roster, hardly anybody who played last year on it, but an incredible recruiting class, but they're thin. I think they're down to 7 players. They have not been able to strike the transfer portal. Cal hasn't. And they're waiting on Antonio Reeves and Oscar Shigwe, who's got to make their decision today. And Hoptown boy, is there any feel for what might happen there? If they don't get either one of them back, which there's no guarantee, they're going to be scary thin. They're going to be scary talented too, but scary thin. Coming up. Yeah, very, very thin. So let me know if there's a feel, if there's a angle there where we get a sense on how things are going. Steven down in Athens, Georgia. Let's not also forget, Griff was very critical of Kirby before he won the Natties. He gave Kirby all kinds of shite for playing Stetson Bennett, and also when Fields left and our quarterback room fell apart. That's true. That is true. Very true. Topwater Assassin. Got an update on his buddy who bet on, I believe, the Heat to win it all in the NBA, which they won Game 7, and now it's them and the Nuggets starting their series. Buddy apparently has a knack of winning these kind of things. I do not have a knack for winning those kind of things. I'd already bragged about it if I did, right? I'd already told you the good stories if I had a knack for it. I don't even know who I'm betting for the regional coming up in baseball. The values are crazy. I'll go through some of these here in a second. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still looks pretty good right now down I-40 coming past Donelson Pike with that traffic coming through Hermitage. Donelson coming in from Mount Julian, Rutherford County. Traffic's been pretty quiet on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. It's positive right now on 65 through Brentwood, Franklin as you come up from the south there on 65 northbound into South Nashville. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals, check with these guys first. Log on today, nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler Filling Station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves and the Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients in state and federal court throughout the state of Tennessee, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
It's a Bill King show.
If Nick coached another 7-8 years, I would not be shocked at all. I wouldn't be. Now, I'm not predicting it because I don't think you can predict that kind of thing. We don't know that. If he coached to 80, I would not be flabbergasted.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Call or text the best college football radio show in the history of humankind. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Topwater Assassin over the South Carolina Big Clemson fan says, my buddy bet the Heat, as he told us prior, to win the NBA championship, and now they're in the finals. He said, we talked last night, he's not going to hedge. He's like Allen in Tampa, losing $500 ain't that big of a deal to him. It's not a thing. He's not going to hedge against it because he could bet the other way. Could bet the Nuggets minus 400, but he's not going to do it. Remember, Brad was talking about that. He likes to let it ride. He doesn't hedge much. Now, sometimes it's smart to hedge. Topwater Assassin also says, Cosby is the best. I can't imagine anyone that would be more fun to be with on a 2-hour road trip, but I could literally prove everything he just said was wrong. Steven, Bill, that Georgia 15 team went 9-3, wasn't any good, beat the Tech Nerds and Georgia Southern by a total of 13 points. Aaron says, ask Cosby if he's a member of the Vol Club. What is that? I don't even know what that is. Is that a Tennessee club that you become a member? I don't know. I doubt. That's not Cosby's thing. Yeah, I don't think so. Joel down on the Emerald Coast. Greetings from the football center of the University of the Emerald Coast, Bill, at least for this week. Alabama baseball, have they shown back up on the betting sites? I don't think. Let me look. I've got it right here in front of me. Let me peruse the college baseball. All right. There's Kentucky. There's Clemson. Clemson plays Lipscomb, by the way. Let's keep perusing. There's Maryland, Northeastern. There's Duke, Texas, and Louisiana Lafayette. LSU, Tulane, Arkansas, Santa Clara, Stanford, San Jose State, Florida, Florida A&M, Tennessee, Charlotte, Wake, and George Mason. Iowa is in there against North Carolina. There's Auburn. There's Coastal Carolina. There's Miami. There's South Carolina. There's Oklahoma State. There's Vanderbilt. There's Oregon State. No, I do not see Alabama listed. I hadn't even thought about that today. I do not see Alabama baseball listed. Now, I don't know if this is every app, because I'm on DraftKings right now. I don't know if that's every DraftKings to me, of the apps that I have access to here, is the most baseball, college baseball friendly. I don't know that you can really get a bet on FanDuel. Can you get a college baseball bet on FanDuel? Let me pull that one up real fast. Yeah, real fast. Oh, what are you making me do? What are you making me do? Forget it. I'm not going to. It's asking me to jump through some hoops. I'm not going to do that. But to me, by far, DraftKings is the best. RJ says, bet on LSU and Skeens to beat Tulane and the bullpen to melt down the next two games. Should be a safe bet. Well, Blake says Skeens isn't pitching until Saturday. So I don't know who he's pitching against. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there, but he says Skeens is not pitching in game one against Tulane. That's what Blake said. Blake talks to Jay Johnson a lot. Let me just put it that way. Hoptown Boy says, crapshoot about Kentucky and what's going to happen today. Oscar could make more money if he comes back to Kentucky. He says, in my opinion, I hope Reeves comes back because Kentucky will be very thin on outside shooting if he doesn't. Yeah, that should be interesting. Now, Livingston, though, he's considered long gone, right? There was some hope there, but he's considered long gone from what I hear. Now, again, I don't even know if that one's even being discussed, is it? You can correct me on that one. Oscar would just give them, they'd have what, three big, long, tall bodies. Because they've got the kid coming in from up in, Philly, who's about 7 foot. He's kind of a face-the-basket guy. They have the kid that tried to get in the portal this year and then he actually got in the portal and then they talked him back into it to come back. He's got ability. He's about 6'11". And then Oscar, so that would give them more bodies down low. Reeves is a very good perimeter guy, and when he's hot, he's deadly. Now, they needed him to be hot in that game with Kansas State, and he wasn't. That little 5'8 guard ripped him a new bleep, right? Of course, he ripped a lot of people to do bleep. That kid was something. I don't even remember his name, man. I swear to God, I don't even remember his name. That little point guard from Kansas State. Dude was good, man. I never even heard of that dude. Ripping everybody a new one in the tournament. That's pretty funny. Yeah, we'll go, when we get back, we'll go over some of these spreads, these values or lack thereof coming up. I saw a minus 1,100. I believe Florida and Florida A&M. Florida is minus 1,100. LSU's minus 550. You know what that means? If you bet Florida, you'd have to bet. What does that mean? 1,100 bucks to win 100? What? Tennessee against Charlotte's minus 250, by the way. Charlotte has the number one home run hitter in America. He's from Knoxville. Did you know that? from Hardin County, right there in that same area. Got like 29-30 games. All right, one more break.
Good morning. Still looks pretty good right now down I-40 coming past Donelson Pike with that traffic coming through Hermitage. Donelson coming in from Mount Julian, Rutherford County. Traffic's been pretty quiet on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. It's positive right now on 65 through Brentwood, Franklin, as you come up from the south there on 65 northbound into South Nashville. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals, check with these guys first. Log on today, nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been serving golfers since 1968. Let us help you find the hottest gear from bags, balls, shoes, and apparel, all in stock at the best prices. Come in and test drive the latest arrivals from Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, and more. While you're there, get custom fit by one of our golf experts. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Shop us in store or online at edwinwattsgolfshops.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FOOTBALL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code football. Enjoy.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Tennessee needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Okay, let's bring in Butch Spearden, who's the president and CEO of Nashville Visitors Corporation. He joins the show. Butch, how impactful was the Taylor Swift concert for Nashville?
Saturday alone was worth $14.8 million just in hotel spend. One day in the city, just in Davidson County, $14.8 million.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
I don't know how many of you heard the Pro Bowl because the very station that carried this show had their own Pro Bowls. But a few weeks back, when Taylor Swift was doing the three-night concert thing downtown, it was said there in that promo that one day, she added about $15 million to the economy. The economic impact of her doing the concert added $15 million to the economy in the downtown 615. And I'm not even a fan, right? I mean, I couldn't tell you anything she's done. She is mega, mega popular, obviously. When we were doing, I'll give you a story. We were doing our Sirius show, and we moved to the Space Needle downtown. Remember, we were in Brentwood, and then we moved to the Baby Space Needle Taylor Swift came up to where we were. Now, she was being shown around, or they were going to take her in a booth. I don't know if she was doing an interview or what. And our intern, Patrick Wu, who now works for the Titans. Patrick Wu was with the Titans. I didn't realize, was such a fan, he almost fainted. I was afraid he was going to stalk her. And I'm being silly here, right? But, I mean, he literally almost fainted. I'm not into all that, so I didn't care at all. But he literally, I thought, was going to pass out because of her. She's from here. Now, she wasn't born here, but she moved here, what, high school, junior high, something like that, to become a star, which that plan worked pretty well, right? I think they nailed that plan, to say the least. All right, I'm looking at some of this baseball, some of the numbers. Kentucky minus 300, Ball State. Clemson minus 305 against Lipscomb, right here in town. Lipscomb, they'll play at Clemson. They'll play at Howard's Rock. Not quite at Howard's Rock, but you know what I mean. You understand the symbolism there. Howard's Rock, love it. Duckies of Oregon, who about 15 years ago didn't even have a baseball team, plays Xavier. They're favored by 155, or minus 155. Do you realize Iowa State does not have a softball team? Did you know that? Now, Vanderbilt does not have a softball team. You probably did know that. But did you know Iowa State does not have a softball program? Maryland and Northeastern. Maryland is the best team in the Big Ten. I like Iowa, but Maryland won the thing, beat them. Minus 135 against Northeastern. Campbell and NC State. That might be the best game right there. Campbell minus 155. Let me just skip around a little bit. Texas, Louisiana Lafayette. Texas minus 175. LSU minus 550. Tulane. I mentioned Florida minus 1,100. These are all money lines. You don't get spreads in college baseball, at least not yet. Maybe someday they do. In Major League Baseball, you get spreads. You can bet the number of runs, all that stuff. In college baseball, it's strictly money lines. Now, that's not a rule that has to be abided by. That's just what they provide you, right? Tennessee minus 250 against Charlotte. Wake Forest and George Mason. Minus 790. Iowa minus 130. So you can bet Iowa, right? But you still can't bet Alabama baseball. As far as I know. Vanderbilt here in town against Eastern Illinois. Minus 750. Huge number. And A&M against Cal State Fullerton. Minus 165. All right, so I have a ticket on Clemson. I got two tickets on Clemson. I got one on Stanford, one on Tennessee. Am I leaving anything out? Who else that's got good value to it should I buy a ticket on? Like, name somebody who's really hot right now, late in the season, that I should pay attention to and buy a ticket on. Anybody from the Big Ten? I do. My favorite team there is certainly Iowa. Do they have enough to win at all? Probably not. Who from the SEC? I do not have a ticket on Arkansas. I do not have one on A&M. I'm not going to buy a ticket on Florida or LSU because the value, it's just not fun. Right, I want something that's got a big number. Yeah, a real big number. I'm not sure. I may get an Arkansas or an A&M. Tomorrow, let me go ahead and plug away. TJ will be with us as usual. He joins us every Thursday. And also J.C. Sherbert from thebigspur.com and Carolina Rise, which is his collective. Those guys are fantastic. Griff today. If you missed Griff, he was with us earlier in hour number two. Cosby Cattleman called in, blasted Griff. That was top of hour three. If you go back in the archives and you missed it, and I've had people hit me up the rest of this hour about it, top of this hour we just completed is where Cosby is. I take his call about 3-4 minutes in, right? Maybe 2 or 3 minutes into this hour. Gets after Griff. I like both those guys. I'm not taking a side, but he got out to old Griff, who's down there on the beach, having a good time, trying to figure out whether they're going to play 8 or 9 games. Kirby Smart said irrelevant. I agree with him on that. Lodgepole.